Taliban leaders said today their fighters would kill the remaining 22 South Korean hostages if the Afghan government did not release rebel prisoners by a new deadline of 7:30 GMT tomorrow morning. Sean Patrick Lovett reports.
A Taliban spokesman said Monday morning's deadline had been set by the Taliban Leadership Council. The kidnappers killed the leader of the Korean group last Wednesday, but several further deadlines have passed without the rebels carrying out their threat to kill the remaining 22 hostages. Sporadic talks between the Afghan government and South Korean diplomats on one side and Taliban rebels on the other have continually snagged over the rebel demand for Kabul to swap jailed insurgents for the Koreans. After coming under harsh criticism for freeing five rebel prisoners in exchange for the release of an Italian hostage in March, Afghan President Hamid Karzai has ruled out any deal with the Taliban. In his first comments on the latest hostage case, Karzai condemned the kidnappings but did not say whether any deal might be possible. The abduction of the Koreans is the largest kidnapping of foreigners by the Taliban since US-led and Afghan forces overthrew the movement's radical Islamic government in 2001. It comes amid an increase of violence in the past 18 months, the bloodiest period since the Taliban's removal. I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.